local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hour number three of Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We have a lot going on this hour. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts, opinions. We got a lot today about the UFOs. Got a lot of texts in about the UFOs today. That's 850-437-1620 is the number to text. Gonna get all our top three stories in just a bit here. Top three stories. More than a million people across the U.S. are now under heat alerts. Officials say record-breaking temperatures are going to continue in the Southwest because of the heat dome that stays over the region. The heat wave will affect the northern part of the country this week in New York City. Expected record highs up to the 90s on Thursday and Friday in New York City.
Wow. What happened? Was Channel 3 went to the bathroom?
I
was like, I've got like 3 minutes left.
Did you not hear the pen that hit the
No,
hit the
I didn't
glass?
Hear anything.
Okay, Joe's back.
So where are we?
Top
what
three
happened?
Stories.
What did I miss?
I got number three in, we're just starting the show off.
I'm surprised it took this long for that to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just... looking at my phone, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, this is what experience does to me. Because, Channel 3, the 4 o'clock hour, they can go, you know, anywhere from, like, 4:05 to, like, 4:10. But 5 at 6, it's like I've got till 5:12 or 6:12. Yeah. And then I look up, and it's like, oh, okay, there's a commercial. That means it's come back, and then you're talking. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, to make you feel a little bit better, we came back a little bit late to Channel 3 because I was just watching the Toyota commercial.
Uh-huh.
Just been like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, wait, no, that's my job to turn the show on.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah, we're off to a great start here.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday.
That's right.
Where's the weekend?
Okay, so we did three. All right. Now, the White House not saying much after Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal.
Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him.
Karine Jean-Pierre today, after prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plea deal after a disagreement over the original. The original deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal.
Also, the Federal Reserve chairman says that they still have a long way to go. Jerome Powell announced a quarter percent point today. Officials pushed rates to the highest level since 2001 while leaving the door open for future rate increase.
Looking at some local headlines, we start with Pensacola police now with video today showing the suspect in the downtown machete attack being tased by a Pensacola police officer.
Put it down!
And you hear the suspect being tased, the machete dropping to the floor, and then being kicked away by an officer. That video shared to our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. The suspect, 19-year-old Andrew Ryder, charged with attempted homicide after allegedly striking a man in the head with a machete at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar on Sunday night. Escambia County leaders and staff are now busy looking over a revised purchase offer for the OLF 8 property. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosh says D.R. Horton sent a revised offer of $24.1 million after the county pulled back 241 acres. Bragosh says it has to do with the recently passed Live Local Act by the Florida legislature.
As a practical matter, the implication was that any commercially zoned property in the state could immediately, the day after purchase, be developed into high-density apartments, and the local governments were powerless to prevent it.
So essentially, the county is keeping the 241 acres for the sole purpose of job creation and commerce. The Board of County Commissioners will discuss the offer at their meeting next Thursday. It's never a good time to be slightly understaffed, but it's especially challenging right now in Escambia County after an unusually high spell of structure fires.
Usually we'll go one structure fire every 2 days. We'll get the anomaly where we get two back to back or something like that. But we've been having a lot of structure fires here lately. I think in the past week or so, we've had a nine.
Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says currently they're down around eight people, mainly due to retirements and promotions. They're also looking for a new fire chief after Jason Catrimbone resigned last month. Gilmore says the good news is that the cadet program continues to produce results, and the 2024 fiscal year proposed budget allows for 21 new firefighters to be hired. Also today, the clock is ticking for Pensacola's Bed Bath & Beyond store at the Cordova Mall.
The store will be closing for the final time this Sunday. The brand declared bankruptcy in April, and since they've been closing their remaining stores across the country. Last month, Overstock.com purchased their intellectual property, so the brand itself will survive, but only as an online store. For those in our area wanting to get in on the closing sales, options are getting limited. The News Journal reporting that shelves are looking bare and what's left is going quick. Products are discounted between 70 and 90%. And if you have an old gift card lying around, well, you can't use that either. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, David. And finally, the aftermath of last night's Milton City Council meeting. It's ridiculous that the quote from some Milton City Council members after the special meeting was called to discuss communication between City Attorney Alex Andrade and Mayor Heather Lindsay. In the end, the council voted on a motion to officially deem a series of emails and text messages from Andrade as unprofessional and inappropriate.
Is the motion based on attorney communications, Mr. Cusack?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
I'm happy to vote, but I just think this is ridiculous. And once again, we're in a position where we look stupid.
I agree.
And that's the plain and simple fact. We look stupid.
Absolutely.
Because you brought us here to look dumb.
That's Councilman Casey Powell. Councilman Cusack's initial motion was to terminate the employment of Alex Andrade, city attorney. And then he made an amendment to that motion. It still failed on a 5-2 vote. So more drama in the city of Milton. 6:15 right now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, the roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 76. It is fair skies throughout our area, 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 94. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by David's Catfish House. It's presented by David's Catfish House, which is on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington in Pensacola. Again, I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some state headlines now, Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking for the first time regarding the Black History Standards for Schools. This after the latest controversy. He spoke earlier today.
You now have people like Kamala Harris trying to perpetuate a hoax saying that these African-American history scholars, many of whom were black, some of them who descended from slaves, are creating a curriculum saying it was good? Are you kidding me?
And DeSantis says, despite what some may say, Florida is teaching all the history, the good, bad, and ugly, including injustices like slavery.
Also, people along Florida's Space Coast are preparing for a rumble of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch. It's either going to happen late tonight or tomorrow. So the triple core rocket will blast off from the Kennedy Space Center. It's carrying the largest communication satellite that's ever built. And after the launch, the rocket booster landings at Cape Canaveral are expected to cause sonic booms across central Florida. So they may have a little bit of a situation that we had where no one knows
Yeah, unless you listen to us, then you would have known ahead
That's
of time.
That's true. Listen up, Central Florida.
That's right. Lawyers for a Jacksonville man who pleaded guilty to killing a Nassau County sheriff deputy say he should be sentenced using guidelines from Florida's old death penalty law. Patrick McDowell appeared in court today via Zoom. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty after the 36-year-old pleaded guilty to the 2021 killing of Deputy Joshua Moyers. McDowell's attorneys say that Florida's new death penalty law that does not require unanimous jury should not apply in this case.
Also, a teenager is facing arson charges. That is for more than 300 guests were forced to evacuate a hotel. The Ocala police say a 16-year-old was visiting, and she got in an argument with her mother yesterday morning. Soon after the fight with her mom, she allegedly set fire to a couch that was inside a 9-story hotel building. Or it was a Hilton hotel. Everyone inside the building was able to safely get out.
Also today, employees at a rental car company in Fort Lauderdale are being credited with saving a child. The sheriff's office says the employees called 911 after they saw a baby pulled from a hot car. The infant's aunt reportedly asked them not to call authorities, but they did anyway. Investigators say the child may have been in the hot car for around a half hour. The child now is in the care of its mother. Deputies arrested the child's father and aunt for child neglect.
Also, yesterday, we told you that the National Hurricane Center was monitoring 3 disturbances in the Atlantic, including one that appeared to be heading towards the southeast coast. But this morning, their map only shows 1, a tropical wave off the coast of off the African coast, just southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Forecasters are giving 30% chance of formation over the next 7 days.
Police in Tampa say they've rescued 2 human trafficking victims. Police rescued the 2 women after one escaped from a home where she was being held. This woman said she wasn't allowed to leave other than to work as an exotic dancer, reportedly paying off $80,000 in debt. She escaped in February and contacted police shortly after. Investigators found a second woman living in similar conditions there. That'll do it for our state headlines today. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got national headlines coming up, including, if you haven't caught it yet, audio from today's highly anticipated hearing on UFOs. Stay tuned. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Let's be honest. Nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and costs out of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. We're going to have an awesome week ahead weather-wise, as well as into the weekend. The weather's looking pretty good, too. We're going to get a full rundown from Joseph Neubauer in just a bit, but first, a look at our traffic. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And again, for weather, we're going to get a quick update from WEAR, Joseph Neubauer.
Highs will continue in the low to mid 90s, feels like temperatures near about 100 degrees, and low temperatures in the middle 70s. Rain chances, not much out there to cool you off. It's only 10 to 20% for the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It is 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 92. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 76. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. We'll save the UFO stuff for next segment here because that'll take a little bit of time. Want to get to all the national headlines here. So several people were injured after a crane partially collapsed in New York City this morning.
Not only the boom falling to the street, but all of that concrete could have struck civilians, and this has spread out throughout the area here. So we were extremely, extremely lucky.
That's Mayor Eric Adams. Video showed black smoke and flames about 40 stories into the air, and then parts of the crane coming down and slamming into the side of a high-rise. Some debris fell onto the streets below, with three people being sent to the hospital.
Also, starting next year, Americans are going to have to pay and plan to visit Europe. So in 2024, the European Union will require visitors to get pre-approval from the European Travel Information and Authorization System. It's going to cost only about $8 to apply, but applicants are also going to need to provide travel documentary as well as their passport, along with personal information like education level, current occupation, anticipated trip details, and any criminal convictions. So the EU advises travelers to apply well in advance for their planned trip. Authorizations are going to be valid for up to 3 years or until the visitor's passport expires.
So this is basically like a visitor visa, yeah, in addition to the passport. So maybe it's just a way to make money. I always kind of thought that the passports were sufficient, but
yeah,
maybe there's, rampant fraud with, fake passports, that sort of thing. So maybe this is just another layer of security. But yeah, so, you're going to have to do this. And, as of now, I'm at least thinking about planning a trip to go back to Europe in like early spring, late winter next year. So this will be something that I would have to do. Not only our passport's super backed up, but yeah, you don't want to get into a backlog where you're having to deal with both the passport and the visa. And you also don't want to get into a situation where you have everything paid for, booked or whatever, and you don't even realize that the visa is a thing. So we'll be interested to see moving forward if this is something that the airlines, when you go to book international tickets, you got to put your passport number in. So
yeah,
maybe there will be something in the airline when you're booking the flight to say, hey, do you have your EU visa authorization,
yeah,
number or whatever. So for folks to remind people, hey, I need to get this also.
There's just a lot of boxes to already check if you're going on a Europe trip. So this is just one more, advanced box you're going to have to check.
Department of Education investigating Harvard University over its use of legacy admissions. This after an advocacy group alleged that the university is potentially violating federal civil rights laws through legacy admissions, putting applicants of color at a disadvantage. Legacy admissions give preferential treatment to applicants who are children or relatives of alumni, and at Harvard, about 70% of those applicants are white.
Also, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had to be escorted away after he apparently felt lightheaded during a news conference today. So he stopped talking during the news conference, and he was asked by other senators if he was okay. He walked away from the podium. Later, he walked back by himself, and he said he was fine.
Lastly, there was another congressional hearing in Washington today. We'll talk about the UFO one after the Fox News update, but this one having to do on the southern border.
I believe you want the American people to believe we have operational control of the border when we very clearly do not.
That's Chip Roy from Texas. Republicans blasting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and want to impeach him. Roy says there are 200 people per day dying from fentanyl poisoning, which they attribute to a lack of teeth at the southern border, allowing those drugs to flow through. Again, quickly, your top three stories today. The plea deal regarding Hunter Biden fell apart today, so he ended up pleading not guilty to charges. The original plea deal fell apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to his business dealings. Prosecutors said it did not, and defense attorneys said, if that's the case, there's no deal. Also, the Federal Reserve announcing a quarter percentage point increase today. So that's after last month there was no rate hike. Now we have one here. More national news with the UFO hearing from Washington after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. Hunter Biden pleading not guilty after a U.S. district judge elects not to move forward with his plea agreement on misdemeanor tax charges and a felony firearm count.
The justice system is fair to all Americans and not one system for the Biden Inc. family and another for America.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the White House, calling this a personal matter for Hunter Biden. Some House Republicans pushing for an impeachment inquiry into President Biden over alleged ties to Hunter's business dealings, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't on board.
I think this is not good for the country to have repeated impeachment problems.
McConnell briefly stepping away from that presser after becoming lightheaded, telling reporters this evening that he's doing fine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The quarter ended before the massive hit movie Barbie arrived in theaters, but Mattel nevertheless reported a surprise profit for the period, and revenue also beat. Along with comments about the positive earnings news, Mattel's chief executive said that last weekend's blockbuster release of the Barbie film is something that will be remembered as a key milestone in our company's history. The effects of the movie's success will be evident in the current and following quarters. Facebook parent Meta Platforms reported a sharp 11% quarterly revenue jump as advertising rebounded. The revenue figure, $32 billion, appeared to slightly top analysts' expectations. The growth bolstered by the increased use of artificial intelligence technology, which has enabled better ad targeting. The social media giant also issued an upbeat forecast, and Meta shares are up 7.5% in late trading. Stocks finished the regular session mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 82 points. That index is 13th straight daily advance. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Chargers agreed to a five-year extension with quarterback Justin Herbert worth $262 million. Sounds great, but these big quarterback contracts always sound good. Then comes the reality of winning once a quarterback graduates off his more affordable rookie deal. You have to build a team around the expensive quarterback. It's hard. The Patriots were able to do it in part because Tom Brady took a discount. So celebrate today because the real work is just beginning. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com. Or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We're getting to the latter half of the week. I feel like after Wednesday, just gets so much easier. A little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully you are feeling the same way and excited for the rest of this week. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, again on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick rundown on traffic and weather before we get to the big national story for the day, which is UFOs. Are they
big local story too?
Yeah, and local. Yeah, so in our own neighborhood, we may be having some visitors. Well, we're going to get that update in just a bit, but first, the roads, I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call in to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. You can give your details if you see anything slowing you down. For weather, we're going to get a quick rundown from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
July heat rolls on here for Wednesday and for Thursday and Friday. I see no difference for the high temperatures, staying in the low to mid-90s, low temperatures in the middle 70s. And during the afternoon hours, we could feel as hot as 100 degrees for heat index values. If you're looking for rain chances, not much out there, only 10 to 20% the next couple of days. Looks like we'll have slightly higher chances for rain through the weekend and into next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News. Stay cool.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Irish Spring. Fill your shower with fresh and clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring spuds. The Irish Spring, when spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Very cool there. Okay, so If you are not too familiar with the program, or maybe if you are, just a quick recap here. So over the last couple of months, we have had a few UFO stories, most notably the one in Las Vegas where a man went out to his backyard. He called 911, said, hey, there's two giant creatures in my backyard. There were Ring camera video catching this this sound that was seemed like it was from some outer space crash landing.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty compelling. And that investigation closed. The police said, there's unsubstantiated. We can't confirm any of this. And so we've all moved on with our lives. And there have been a couple other smaller stories like this. And then every time that there are, Gracie and I always have the discussion. I always try to, as best as I can, to convince her that UFOs are among us and that they exist and they are here to stay. And Gracie has always just maintained, nope, I won't believe it unless they're in my backyard.
Yes, this definitely is the most compelling since it's pretty dang close to my backyard.
So last week, I got wind that there was going to be a congressional hearing on UFOs, and I got super excited because I knew today would come. I did not share that with Gracie at all. You can vouch for that. I did not tell you this was happening. I wanted it to be a complete surprise when we had all of the testimony and the audio and everything else, that I would just throw it on you and say, okay, now what do you say about this? I did not have any idea that Congressman Matt Gaetz would emerge as a central figure in this with a story that literally happens in our backyard over the Gulf of Mexico, over by Eglin Air Force Base. So that is what happened today at this hearing. I'm going to play the full audio here. It's about a minute and a half long. So just to set the stage here. So there's this congressional committee hearing on UFO. They have several people testifying of, what they've seen, what they've heard. There were some pilots involved in this. And then Congressman Gaetz starts talking, and just reading from his Twitter account, he says, several months ago, my office received a, quote, protected disclosure, I would assume that means confidential, Eglin Air Force Base, indicating a UAP incident. That's, what is that? What did I say that was? Unidentified aerial phenomena. Mm-hmm. So that required his attention. So he sought a briefing regarding that episode. I would imagine that with one of the recent trips that he's taken to the Northwest Florida, he went and did this. So he says he brought along Representative Tim Burchett, as well as Representative Anna Paulina Luna, to Eglin Air Force Base. Gaetz says, initially, we were denied access to images, radar, and conversation with all members of the flight crew. After demanding access, the information was exclusively shown to me, and I was able to speak with one member of the flight crew that took the photo. So this audio that I'm about to play here kind of overlaps that, but you'll pick up here on where this is headed.
We were not afforded access to all of the flight crew. And initially, we were not afforded access to images and to radar. Thereafter, we had a bit of a discussion about how authorities flow in the United States of America, and we did see the image. And we did meet with one member of the flight crew who took the image. The image was of something that I am not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. And I'm somewhat informed on the matter, having served on the Armed Services Committee for 7 years, having served on the committee that oversees DARPA and advanced technologies for several years. When we spoke with the flight crew, and when he showed us the photo that he'd taken, I asked why the video wasn't engaged, why we didn't have a FLIR system that worked. Here's what he said. They were out on a test mission that day over the Gulf of Mexico, and when you're on a test mission, you're supposed to have clear airspace, not supposed to be anything that shows up. And they saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is a radar sequence that I and I alone have observed in the United States Congress. One of the pilots goes to check out that diamond formation and sees a large floating, what I can only describe as an orb, again, like I said, not of any human capability that I'm aware of. And when he approached, he said that his radar went down, he said that his FLIR system malfunctioned, and that he had to manually take this image from one of the lenses, and it was not automated in collection, as you would typically see in a test mission.
So, Gracie, we have heard the evidence both from Congressman Gates as well as the other testimony that we heard today. The other guy, by the way, a former U.S. intelligence official, says that he is convinced that not only are there UFOs, but the U.S. is in possession of them. So how are we doing now with our thoughts here? What are we thinking?
I don't know. I do believe that there was some crazy something in the air flying around. I don't know if it's, you know, the little green guys inside.
Above the capability of the U.S. Or any of its allies or adversaries, the pilot goes off to investigate and the instrumentation shorts out, or all of a sudden he can't take automated photos. He loses radar.
I know, but like aliens drive, like it coming from a different planet, I'm just not. That's just crazy. That is crazy that happened, though. But I just...
I could not believe how excited...
You don't think some underground laboratory in, like, Russia made it?
I don't know. You know, here's the thing, though. I will say this. Is that you look at some TV shows and movies. I mean, let's look at, James Bond, like GoldenEye, right? The movie was made back in, like, 1997 or whatever it was. And there's all these shows and movies where the technology in these movies is about, I don't know, 10, 15 years advanced from like when the movie is actually filmed. So, I mean, I believe that there is technology out there that exists that we don't have access to.
Yeah.
But in 15 years, maybe, if not commonplace, will be accessible. So I do think that there are things that are in the works, if not already produced, that, you know, the military has access to. But, I mean, Congressman Gates is saying that, look, what I saw is above the capability of anybody on Earth. So, I mean, that is jarring, as is the fact that when this pilot goes off to look at this UFO or this UAP, whatever, that... I don't know about everything, but certain key instruments that would give us information on what these things were or where they may come from were wiped out. So, you know, it's very compelling. At worst, it is super interesting and entertaining. And at best, maybe you're like, hey, I 100% believe that. And, wow, completely bizarre there.
This is definitely the closest I have been to believing. And I'm just about there, but like...
Again, so. I was so excited to have this conversation with you today. I had no idea that story from our congressman being that close to us was coming. I had no idea that was the case.
What a special treat.
I know. You're welcome. Wednesday. Exactly. 6:45. We're a little late on that, but traffic and weather now.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace all looking good, as well as throughout Pensacola, 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, Mobile Highway, all looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. Coming up tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 76. We have fair skies currently throughout our area, 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Just a quick sports note here. So the Braves-Red Sox are on ESPN right now. It's middle of the third inning, 0-0 score. Earlier today, the Marlins beat the Rays 7-1. And tonight at 8 o'clock, USA Women's National Team in the World Cup playing against the Netherlands in their second group match, but that's a rematch of the 2019 World Cup final, so that should be really good. Again, that starts at 8 o'clock our time. A couple health, business, and science notes. New data showing a resurgence of COVID-19. CDC says hospitalizations have risen by more than 10% across the country. Scammers cashing in on Barbie mania. Cyber criminals taking advantage of the hype to launch a wave of online scams to deceive consumers. Software security firm McAfee claims to have documented 100 new instances of malware with Barbie-related file names in the last 3 weeks alone. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. And numerous studies show that heavier people are paid and promoted less than thinner colleagues and are often stereotyped as lazy or undisciplined. Now, bills are being introduced in some states prohibiting such discriminatory practices, including in New Jersey and Massachusetts. And in reading that story, I perhaps have stumbled upon the reason why Gracie continues to throw unhealthy snacks my way. You are trying to keep me down in my career, and you are trying to label me as lazy and undisciplined so you can advance further on in your career as the thinner and healthier colleague.
Or you're going to get on this health kick, and I'm going to continue to eat all the junk food
and
snacks.
The roles will reverse.
It's going to change up around here.
6:50, we'll take our final break tonight. Wacky and weird stuff and some pop culture notes. Good news as well. Finishing up on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you've had a wonderful Wednesday. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope we've been informative and entertaining, especially with the UFO conversation. A lot of good text in on that today with the UFO or UAP. But we appreciate your text there. A lot of good funny ones. Some saying, hey, Matt Gaetz is crazy, or hey, we've had a lot of sightings about UFOs in Gulf Breeze over the years, so maybe that is what it is. Also, maybe it's just 4 smaller Chinese spy balloons flying in the Diamond Formation. Who knows?
True.
But a lot more to come on that, I'm sure. And I thought I was going to get Gracie to come over to the other side. I think deep down she is, but she's just not going to say it publicly.
Yeah, you're right.
So there we go. Mission accomplished. 6:55, get our final check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up this week for weather, the rest of the week, coming up tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon after 1 p.m., but we do have a high of 93. Friday, we're going to be seeing very similar weather. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 76. Fair skies this evening, 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some wacky and weird headlines. So a couple of pretty interesting stories centering around food or snacks. Skittles is coming out with a new flavor this summer in honor of National Mustard Day on August 5th. Mustard-flavored Skittles will be making their debut. The new flavor is in collaboration with French's Yellow Mustard. Gracie, are you in or out on mustard-flavored Skittles?
I'm out. I mean, I like mustard on my sandwiches, but just a little bit, and it has to be mixed up with some other condiments. So I definitely don't want a Skittles mustard flavored.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Another just kind of weird food related story. It's the greatest innovation in a decade, or does it just sound gross? A place in Japan is selling something called an ice cream fondue pizza, which sounds good. It's a baked bowl, a baked crust bowl, and in the middle holds vanilla ice cream, and they want to dip your pizza in it. The only thing, it's not dessert pizza. You're dipping your normal pizza in it. Cheese, pepperoni, and mushrooms.
No thanks. Did you see a picture of it?
No.
It's exactly like it sounds. There's just like it's a bowl that's baked into or like cooked into the pizza where the pizza's around it and the crust kind of rises up like a bread bowl kind of thing. And then the ice cream is in the middle of it. So a pretty bizarre one there. So some wacky, wacky stuff here. So this guy went from neighborly to not neighborly at all real quick. A 33-year-old in Boston named Ian is in jail after allegedly attacking a random woman because he said good morning to her and she didn't say it back. As soon as he got aggressive, she took out her phone and started filming. And that's when he attacked, allegedly throwing at least 7 punches, then jumping into a Mercedes that was parked nearby, throwing it in reverse, and almost running her over. She ended up with a fractured nose and a black eye. Luckily, that was the worst of it. She fought back and bit him on the shoulder, and despite being attacked, she was able to get his license plate. So good on her there. Gracie, what's happening in good news?
Well, we do have an awesome story coming out of Arkansas. Well, we have the Mega Millions drawing coming up on Friday. Well, with the Powerball drawing, a dad in Arkansas made good on a big promise that he made to his stepdaughter. He used to joke that if he ever hit the lottery, he's going to give her the winning ticket. Well, in Monday's Powerball drawing, he matched 4 numbers plus the Powerball, and he paid an extra buck for the multiplier, which upped his $50,000 prize to $200,000. He showed up at her house to surprise her, and he said, "I got some good news and I got some bad news. The good news is, gave her the ticket. Bad news is, you got to start paying your own cell phone bill."
Yes, equal footing there. Although if her cell phone bill is anything like mine, that $200,000 is not going to go very far.
Yeah,
I really need to get a handle on that. But I just love getting the new iPhone every year, so it's just what I do.
Gotta pay the price, Joe.
That's right. good fun, full day today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to come up with that tops the UFO conversation today, though. We'll do our best. We'll give Matt a call and say, hey, let's come up with something even more sensational than that story.
We want the two Navy guys on the show.
I want to see the pic. Yeah, I want to interview the pilot, and I want to see the pictures.
Me too. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow.